Stocks are advancing for a returning guest. Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back.
Blue skies on Wall Street, or is this just a kind of a relief rally? What do you think?
Well, I mean, we're seeing a very solid week for the markets after a rough quarter. You know, we had triple-digit gains on Monday and Tuesday and a nice, you know, 80-plus point gain today. I think, you know, you're seeing positive headlines today and the markets are reacting. I mean, the first story that you just mentioned before was Bank of America, you know, agreeing to settle claims by investors who lost money in the mortgage securities market before the U.S. housing collapse. This puts a lot of the problems they had with Countrywide behind them. The stock has moved today. It's pulled up a lot of financial stocks with it. And I think this is really important because it's evidence that a lot of the big banks are putting the problems from the financial crisis behind them. The other story that's even bigger is Greece. The country's been in trouble for a while now, was at risk of defaulting on its debt. In May of last year, they barely avoided default with the help of, you know, a huge 110 billion euro bailout from the Eurozone partners and the IMF. They had an installment payment from this bailout that was being held back because they didn't pass enough austerity measures, and that was actually passed today, you know, after weeks of strikes and protests. This is a big package that was passed and also gets them closer to receiving more additional help that they desperately need. And the story here is more than just Greece. The Greek economy is tiny. The entire economy of Greece is actually smaller than the economy of Chicago, if you can believe it. But what happened is global investors were worried that if Greece defaults, it could be the first domino to fall in a new global debt crisis. Ireland, Portugal, Spain are all in trouble. Unemployment in Spain, I mean, we think it's bad here. The unemployment rate in Spain is 21%. Portugal has debt that's nearly $500 billion. Ireland's debt is equal to its annual economic output. And what's going on is the banks in Europe, mainly France and Germany, own all this debt. And as you know from the financial crisis, all these banks are interconnected. You know, a bank in Europe is tied to a bank in the U.S. So we have a long way to go with the European debt crisis, but I think the markets are seeing today that the measures passed in Greece are definitely a positive step.
Do the fundamentals of the U.S. economy justify this kind of bullishness that we've seen this week?
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, the biggest driver of stock market returns is company earnings. And I think if you look on the bright side through all this, is companies are still growing revenue and profits. There's forecast for double-digit earnings growth in 2011. 66% of companies beat earning estimates during the first quarter. And if you look at history, depending on what index you look at, stocks are maybe fairly valued to slightly undervalued. The S&P trades at 13 times. So I think we're in the middle stages of a recovery, and you're going to have a lot of volatility going forward for sure. We have challenges here, you know, in addition to the stuff that we talked about abroad. You know, we have high unemployment still at 9%. Housing market's getting better. You know, you saw from reports yesterday, but it's still weak. And inflation is a worry, but really not one that's at the forefront yet.
So how do you recommend that investors act in this kind of environment that you described?
You know, I think what I like to stress the most and what investors sometimes have a hard time with is coming up with a plan and staying with that plan regardless of what you're seeing short-term in market gyrations. So, you know, it's impossible to time the market. And one great exercise I do with clients when they come into my office is ask them who they think the greatest actors are, the greatest bands, the greatest athletes of all time. And this is usually very easy for them to answer. They'll say Meryl Streep or the Beatles or Michael Jordan. Next, I'll ask them if they can name the greatest stock market timers of all time. And the room falls silent because it can't be done. I have a great chart in my office related to market timing that I show to clients that shows over the past 84 years, which equates to over 1,000 months of data, if you missed only the best 37 months of the stock market, you would have a portfolio return that's equal to a money market return. So, you know, just stay in the course and making sure you're not jumping in and out of the market based on what you're seeing short term is really what I advise clients
to do.
So
is buy and hold still a feasible strategy?
I think it's very feasible. You know, definitely for my clients, I trim around the edges and make adjustments to the portfolio over time. You know, you certainly have to watch everything, but, you know, moving in and out of the market is a fool's game.
Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks.
Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in suburban Evanston.